September 4th, 1932. The exchange, the need of divine love. The operating divine will, continuation of creation. I am always in the sea of the divine volition, which makes present to me the whole of creation, that immense theater, in which there are scenes so moving that in clear notes reveal the great love of God toward creatures, and enrapture the heart to love Him. And I thought about the great human ingratitude that does not let itself be enraptured to love Him. And my sweet Jesus, surprising me with His heart swollen with love, told me, "My good daughter, creation was made by our Supreme Being in order to give love, and to receive the exchange of love from creatures. There is nothing created by us, that this was not our purpose, to make it in order to receive an exchange from it, otherwise our works would not have been communicative, fruitful, nourishing, and full of life in order to make man happy. They would have been as painted works that at the most entice the sight, but would do no good to anyone. On the contrary, by wanting the exchange, we place us on the way the communication of the light in order to give them the life of the light, the air in order to give them the life of breathing, the water, the food, the fire in order to give them the life and the good that they possess, and the same for all the rest. How many acts of life did we place around the creature in order to grow, nourish and sustain her life? Now, wanting their exchange was a need of our love. Works without exchange are works without cortege, without appreciation, and for however much one uses them, they remain isolated works, as if they were not welcome. The exchange does not take the work only to make use of it, but it enters inside of it in order to recognize He who created it for their love. The exchange gives life to gratitude, to thanksgiving. One can say that the exchange maintains the conversation, the friendship, the correspondence between the giver and the one who receives the gift, otherwise everything remains broken. Now listen, my daughter, to another feature of our intense love toward man. In order to have this exchange, in creating Him we placed in Him our operating will, united with His, so that as our will and the work of creation made so many works for love of Him, so in His soul, by virtue of possessing our divine will, He could have equal strength and power of giving us the exchange wanted by us. Our fiat, acting in creation and acting in the creature, would place into play the human volition in order to make use of all of its acts, little and great, in order to form the just exchange of all its works that it had done in creation. Even more, that He would know the number, the variety, the beauty, and the weight of all its works. Operating in the creature, it could do no less than operate with the same multiplicity, sumptuousness, and beauty that it had operated in the universe, and so exchange its external works and its internal works done in the depth of the soul. The divine will made use of the human will as material in its hands to continue its creation. This is why man, by rejecting our will, made its operating life cease in his acts, while he could have made use of it to create and transform them into heavens, into stars, into suns, into seas, etc. He obstructed our work, he stopped it, he threw into confusion our sweet harmonies, the dear exchanges that could only exist by virtue of our volition, everything we could do in him if our will had its operating life in him. This is the reason for our attentions, our sighs, insistences, our sorrows, that the human earth would become our field of action, in which our volition would have full liberty of doing what it wants. And do you believe that only the Supreme Being wants the exchange in its works? Also the creature does. The prime purpose in his works is the exchange. If it is there, or at least the hope of it, he has hands and feet in order to move, mouth in order to speak, strength in order to make sacrifices, time in order to work. But if there is no exchange, it seems that he has neither hands, nor feet, nor mouth, nor strength, nor time. He feels that life dies for that work. It seems that the exchange is nothing, but it is not true. On the contrary, it is the beginning and the life of every work. Therefore, The exchange is a need of my love, and it lets me continue the work of creation. After this, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and a crowd of thoughts, doubts, and difficulties arose in my mind. And my celestial teacher added, "My daughter, my will has the virtue of centralizing the complete being of man in a single act. If he works, with its unitive virtue it centralizes in him the thoughts, the heart, the steps, and everything, in a way that the creature feels that he is not working alone, but all his being is invested by its operating strength that feels the empire of my operating will, and everything becomes one single thing. This unitive strength makes the creature dominant and ordered, because the first Dowry my fiat knows how to give us the dominion of oneself in order, and then he takes its divine dominion and becomes adaptable material in its hands, that lends itself to its marvelous works. On the other hand, without my will the creature does not possess the unitive strength in his acts, and therefore he sees himself all scattered and without order, and hard material that does not yield itself to the forms that our volition wants to give. Fiat.